What does the Bible say about sexuality? Those who look to us for spiritual leadership want to know. They are rightly looking to us to make sense of the sexual discourse in today's world and to sort out the conflicting voices they hear from all sides. After setting an example, the second major way we lead is through our teaching. Church leaders need to provide clear theological leadership, but most of us, whether we realize it or not, have not formed a robust biblical theology of sexuality. Our society distorts sexuality into monetary transactions, friends with benefits, and the erotic fantasies of 50 Shades of Grey. Our culture has deified desire and exalted the right to choose as inviolable. We believe people should have the right to do what they want to do, right or wrong. Tragically, we also believe that people will be happy if they fulfill their desires, sexual or otherwise, and that to restrict those desires is wrong and harmful. Many today are convinced that if it is consensual, it is fine, no matter what it is, especially if it is not illegal. While most Christians aim to live pure lives, in an increasingly sexualized culture, navigating this world proves difficult. Moms and dads want to protect their children from sexual corruption. But how do we move beyond moralizing? Sometimes our theology boils down to something as simplistic as this. Don't have sex before you are married, and then, as soon as you get married, enjoy it to the fullest. We buy our teens promise rings, and then, when they get engaged, we give them Christian sex manuals. Beyond these noble efforts, could there be a bigger, more robust, biblical story of sexuality that we have missed? My hope is to offer at least a basic framework that you can use to cast a grander vision of sexuality. A few evangelical theologians have developed theologies of sexuality that help us think about it more holistically. In Todd Wilson's recent Mere Sexuality, he said, "We've lost sight of a positive Christian vision for why God made us as sexual beings in the first place. We've lost our grip on the deep logic that connects our created nature as male and female with how we ought to live relationally and sexually with one another." The implications of this more holistic theology of sexuality are huge for how we minister to singles, marrieds, and LGBT+ people, whether single or married, and especially for the picture we give our teenagers. What is the role of sex? Humans are sexual beings. God created sex as a good gift, but it is far from the most important feature of our lives. It is not essential to life. Obviously, sex is essential for humanity to continue, but that does not mean that sexual activity is essential for every individual person to live a good life before God. If you are married, before you get too tense, let me assure you that in marriage, sex is important. A husband and wife should care for each other sexually. Sex is not essential, however, for a great marriage. By contrasting biblical theology with current Christian cultural reality, we can see that Christian leaders have generally overplayed sex. We have often made sexual intimacy a bigger deal than it really is. Ironically, we have bought into cultural distortions, essentially making sex an idol, treating it as if it will bring us true happiness.